Hello, dear friends. You're welcome to a new episode on this English podcast. Today is Wednesday, 26th, 2023. And this is the month of April, getting to its end. And the next month is the month of May. So we know that the May holiday is around the corner. So this is going to be our last episode for the month of April. And with that, I'd like to welcome you to this episode. My name is Teacher D, and I'm your regular host on this show. Today's episode is going to be number 194. So far on this show, we've had 194 episodes. And for those who are joining this show for the first time, this podcast is about English learning tips. It's about people who are preparing for standardized English tests like TOEFL, IELTS, SAT, and so on. And this podcast is also for people who are just using English for their daily activities. For example, if you run a business where you have to talk to English-speaking customers, maybe you work in a company where your colleagues have to communicate with you in English. Maybe you travel very often to places where you have to use English for communication. So this podcast is also for people who just need to use English on a daily basis. And this podcast is also very useful for people teaching English as a second language. So my colleagues, teachers, sometimes they use some of the episodes that we have on this podcast to introduce specific lessons on their programs. So you're welcome to join this show. And this show usually comes once a month. Sometimes if we are not very busy, we try to bring you two episodes a month because we are teachers. My colleagues and I, we are teachers, and we don't really have a lot of free time to do like a daily show or a weekly show. We only do this when we have a bit of time. So if you are new to this program, what you can do is you can go back to the earliest episodes. You can go as far back as episode 001, and then you will understand how it all started and how we have evolved to where we are today. I remember when we started, it was just a 10-minute show, or just a 10-minute talk show. And then after some time, we started doing it like 15 minutes. And then people started asking for more. And finally, we are now doing a show of 30 minutes. So now we have longer episodes. You will see that. It's been about 1 year now that our episodes are longer, and who knows, maybe we will get to 1 hour someday, depending on how our listeners react. We try to listen to our listeners, so if they want more, we try to give them more. If they want less, we give them less. And as a listener to this podcast, you are also free to send in your own feedback. You can send in your questions. You can just send in a message to say thank you. You can request for a particular topic to be discussed on this program. These are some of the things that our listeners usually communicate with us about. Sometimes we have a whole episode focusing on feedback from our listeners, so you're also free to do that. And to communicate with us, you can do that by email. By email, you can reach me directly. My email is F, like for father, and then you have dash, and then you have writers, so WRITERS. So F dash, a dash is just a stroke, like a minus sign. So F dash, then writers, WRITERS, then at hotmail.com. And if you look on this podcast page, you will see my email is written there. So if you send me an email, I'll always find time to reply. And if it is something that you want us to discuss on the podcast, when you send me an email, look forward to the next episode of the podcast. After that, your question may likely be answered in that episode. So feel free to get in touch if you have any inquiries. And then I have a website if you want to know more about Teacher D and my programs, my online programs. You can also go to my website, which is www.dntacademy.org. So www.dntacademy.org. Right, with all that, we can now get into our episode of today. I just wanted to, once in a while, I try to give out this information so that those who, listeners who have joined the program recently, they are able to know who is talking to them, how they can get in touch with that person, and how they can read more about that person. So that was it. Today's episode, we are going to talk about timing. We're going to talk about timing because timing is one very important factor that affects students taking exams. So a lot of students, they cannot get the kind of score that they would like to have. It is not always because their English level is low, but sometimes the reason why they cannot get that score is because of poor timing. What is this poor timing? Poor timing means you were not able to complete the task that you were supposed to complete in the given time, the duration that you are given for a particular task. You couldn't finish that task within that duration. So this is why many students cannot get the score that they would like to have in English exams, English tests, and sometimes even simple assignments in class. So, and another reason is because a lot of teachers don't really pay attention to this. A lot of teachers don't take time to make their students practice this aspect of time, doing tasks within the given time. So there are some students who face this challenge of timing only during the test, during the exam. Then they realize that timing is a problem because during their preparation, the teacher is usually very lenient. The teacher doesn't really pay attention to the time. The teacher is not strict with the timing. So when they go to the test, it's very strict there, and then they cannot cope with the time. So it is very important when you prepare for your test, it is very important to make sure that you try to do the same amount of task that you will do during the actual test. It's important to do this same task, making sure that you finish them within the time allocated. So I'm going to take the specific example of IELTS, the International English Language Testing System. This is one of the tests, this is one of the standardized tests where students face a lot of problems with time. So one thing you should do is when you're preparing to take your IELTS test, your English could be very good. Your vocabulary, writing skills, everything could be really good. But the problem is you have never practiced finishing this amount of task in a given period of time. So what you should do first is you should write down on a piece of paper how much time you have for each section of the test. So let's begin with speaking. For the speaking test, you should know that the entire speaking test will take you about 12 minutes. Could be a little more, could be a little less, but take an average of 12 minutes. So the whole speaking test will take you about 12 minutes. If you already have this time frame in mind that I'm going to spend about 12 minutes, so then you look at the speaking test is divided into three parts, right? You have part one speaking, you will be answering about 8 to 10 questions. And part one speaking will take about 5 minutes of your time. So you can do the math. If you're going to answer about 10 questions and you have about 5 minutes for part one speaking, in your mind, you should note that for each question that you are asked in part one speaking, your answer is expected to be about 30 seconds. About 30 seconds long. An answer should be about 30 seconds long, more or less. Could be a little more, could be a little less, but the average should be about 30 seconds. So, with that in mind, when you prepare for the speaking test, you should be practicing answering questions within 30 seconds. So that's how you should practice at home. You should take a question and see whether you can answer that question in 30 seconds. So put a stopwatch next to you. You look at the question and you start speaking. When it's 30 seconds, stop the watch and then listen to what you have said. Do you think what you said in 30 seconds is something that can earn you a good score? So this is how you practice with time. Then we go to part two speaking. Part two speaking is just one topic that you have to talk about something. You have to describe something or describe a person. You have to talk for about 2 minutes. And usually they give you 1 minute to prepare for the talk. So let's say you have about 3 minutes for part two speaking. So if you are preparing, what you should do is you should set your timer to 2 minutes. So when you start talking, when it's 2 minutes, your timer, your alarm is going to go off, and then you can see how much you have been able to say in 2 minutes. This is how you practice with time. Don't just say, okay, this topic is fairly easy. I know what to say. I can talk for 2 minutes. No, maybe after saying all what you have to say, you realize that it's not even 1 minute. And therefore, your answer will be considered too short. Or there are some topics where you actually have a lot of things to say. So by the time you even finish introducing the points that you want to discuss, 2 minutes are over and you've not answered the question and time is over. So these are the problems you can run into if you don't practice with time. When you prepare for your test, don't just practice answering questions. Practice answering questions with the timing. Make sure the timing is right. Are you able to do that in 30 seconds? Are you able to do that in 2 minutes? In part three speaking, it's the same. Part three speaking, you're going to have about 6 questions to answer. And your answers are expected to be a little bit longer. So you're supposed to elaborate, explain why something happens, the causes of something, the consequences of something, and so on. So your answer could be as long as 1 minute. So you have to practice again with that. So finally, you should see that your entire speaking test should be able to take you about 12 minutes. So you could be a student who can speak very good English, but the problem is you've never practiced with time. And if you don't practice with time, you may have the problem that you are not able to finish the task that you're supposed to do in the given time. This also applies to writing. Writing is another section where a lot of problems of time come up. And I usually sympathize with students because writing is really a problem for them as far as time is concerned. You have 2 writing tasks to accomplish in 1 hour. So you have 2 writing topics and you only have 1 hour to finish. Task 1 writing, you need to spend about 20 minutes on task 1 writing. And you're expected to write at least 150 words. At least 150 words. Meaning that if your essay has less than 150 words, you are penalized. Your essay is too short. So, if I were you, one thing I would practice first would be, can you write 150 words in 20 minutes? That's the first thing to practice. If you can write 150 words in 20 minutes, that's okay. But it is not totally okay because you have to read the topic, understand the topic, make a small plan, and then you start writing, right? This is the normal way to write an essay. Task one is usually writing a report about a diagram, could be a pie chart, could be a bar chart, could be a map, could be a table. Okay, so you see that your 20 minutes have a problem. Maybe when you're at home and you are practicing, you see a topic in your textbook and you look at the topic and then you put on your stopwatch, you turn on your stopwatch and you start writing, and in 20 minutes you write 450 words and you think you're okay. You're not okay because in the test it's a little bit different. You will see the topic for the first time, not like at home. This is a topic in your English textbook, you already know about this topic, so you know what to write. But in the test you will see this topic for the first time. The time for you to understand what this topic is talking about, especially in task one where you have to study a graph, you have to study a table, you have to understand the data that is on this diagram before you start writing. So the time for you to understand what these diagrams are all about and then make a small plan on what you have to say, probably 5 minutes will be gone already. So you are left with 15 minutes. Okay, then you start writing. Let's say you manage to write 150 words in 15 minutes. Okay, you still have a little problem. because you don't have time to read over your work. You don't have time to read over your work, which is something very important. I tell my students, no matter how much time you have, always make sure you leave a little bit of time, even if it's just 2 minutes, leave a little bit of time to reread what you wrote. It is always important to go back to your essay and read what you wrote, because when you do that, you can correct some mistakes. These are some of the mistakes that could make the examiner score you very low. But if you read over your essay, you can eliminate some of these mistakes by yourself. These are typos, you know, spelling errors, punctuation. Maybe you forgot to put a comma somewhere, you didn't put a full stop somewhere, you didn't use a capital letter somewhere, you spelled something wrong, the tense was wrong. You can check all these things by yourself and correct them, and that will greatly improve the quality of your essay. So keeping 5 minutes at the end of your writing is very important so that you can read. So usually I tell my students, if you want to practice with time for writing task one, writing in IELTS, practice writing in 15 minutes, knowing that you have a bit of time to do topic understanding, topic planning, and maybe 2 minutes to read over your work. So instead of practicing writing task one in 20 minutes, I tell my students, you should practice writing in 15 minutes so that the 5 minutes left, you have some time to plan and you have some time to read over your work. This is what I mean by practicing with time. And if you do this, you won't have a big problem of time in your IELTS test. In task two writing, you are supposed to write about 250 words at least. And you only have about 40 minutes to write. So, apply the same principle. Make sure you don't practice just writing for 40 minutes, but you should practice writing for 35 minutes so that you have 5 minutes left to plan your essay and read over your essay. So, as a student preparing to take IELTS, you have to practice writing in 1 hour. Now, you need to see that in 1 hour, you're able to tackle two different writing tasks. The first one is a task where you're required to write 150 words at least. And in the second task, you're required to write at least 250 words at least. So, if you don't practice within this time frame during your preparation, you may be seriously challenged in the actual test. Because if you cannot finish your writing task on time, you may have a situation where your essay is incomplete. Maybe you didn't even get to the conclusion. And that will really reduce your score. Or maybe you will not be able to write the number of words required. That will reduce your score. So, and this is the same thing when it comes to reading. There are some students who are good at reading. They can read and understand the passage if they have enough time. They can read and understand a passage. But the question you should ask yourself is, what is your reading speed? What is your reading speed? Can you read and understand a passage within a very short time? Because that's what you're going to do in the test. you're going to answer so many questions, and the text is really long. It's usually an article of about 1,500 words. It's a long article. And you're expected to read this article and answer many questions. So what is your reading speed? And the only way to practice that is to get similar articles, time yourself, and see if you can read through them and understand them within that time. So, same thing for listening. So there are a lot of students out there who can actually do a good job if they have as much time as they want. But the problem is, in the test, you don't have as much time as you would like to have. So timing is part of the test. Students who cannot complete their task in the given time, they don't have, there is no excuse to say, I didn't have enough time. No, timing is part of the test. So that's really something that students should learn to work with. And you cannot learn how to work with time overnight. It's not a skill that you can just learn overnight, like the day before the test, or even 1 week before the test. This is something that you have to practice for long until you get used to it, you get familiar with that kind of timing. So don't say, okay, I'll just wait until the day, maybe 2 days before my test, then I will try to practice that kind of, answering questions within that kind of time frame. No, this is something you have to do over and over, over and over until you become familiar. So if you're a candidate preparing for IELTS test or TOEFL, so on, why you review vocabulary and do a lot of practice tests, always make sure that you consider the timing that is used in the test. If you want to practice writing, the first thing you should ask your teacher is, in the test, how long is the test, the writing test, supposed to last? And then you make sure that you do the same during the practice. You can write an excellent essay during preparation. You can write an excellent essay because you had all the time at your disposal. You even had access to Google. You had access to your dictionary, and you had time to look for words, and you can come up with an excellent essay. And your teacher will say, oh, wow, you are the best in my class. I think your score will be very high. But what you failed to do is that you failed to practice doing that following examination conditions. So preparing for the test is one thing, but preparing the test following examination conditions is another thing. You have to. I'm not saying that you should always practice following examination conditions, because I know I have a lot of IELTS students, and at the beginning it's really hard. So at the beginning, sometimes I focus just on making the students master the content, what they are going to say or what they are going to write. First, you need to know this content, and then when you already have good control, good mastery of the content, then we start working on timing. So at the beginning, you can learn normally, try to just learn about the things that you have to say or you have to write. But when the examination date gets closer, you have to start practicing in examination conditions. That's what we usually refer to as a mock test. A mock test is a test that you take that respects examination conditions, so you can see your actual performance that will be in the test. So It is important to practice and practice with time. With that, we come to the end of this episode, and hopefully you found this useful, especially those preparing for standardized tests. This is your regular host, Teacher D, signing off, and I'll see you in the next episode. Midweek greetings from Shanghai. Goodbye.